common cause of Wisconsin once the three candidates running for state Supreme Court, or the two left after next week's primary, to voluntarily agree to state spending limits of $215,000. The executive director of Common Cause says such a move would restore integrity to a political system shaken by the campaign fundraising scandal at the state capitol. Jay Heck says a spending limit might also reduce sniping between candidates relying on big money campaigns.
If everyone agrees to spend the same amount of money, then the election would be decided not by television ads, but by forums and by discussion of the issues, as it should be.
Spending limits are only required when a candidate gets public funding in return. Two of the candidates have applied for the $54,000 in state public funding available. They're Dane County Judge Paul Higginbotham and Barron County Judge Ed Bruner. Appeals Court Judge Pat Rogensack has not. As for the voluntary spending limits, she's against the suggestion.
I would imagine that this is well-motivated. Common Cause has a good reputation, but I don't think spending less money makes someone more qualified to sit on the court.
One of our opponents, Dane County Judge Higginbotham, says he would stick to spending limits suggested by Common Cause if the others would.
I don't think judicial races should ever be about money. And I certainly hope that the tenor of this race will be one that is still sort of keeping to the high road rather than going to the low road.
Candidate Bruner could not be reached for comment, but Rogensack says television and radio ads are needed to reach rural areas where debates are unlikely to be held. And Rogensack points out that in 2000, when state Supreme Court candidates agreed to a spending limit, there was no primary between Diane Sykes and Lewis Butler. That meant there was just one race to spend money on, not two. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.